Human rights advocates are calling for a ban on acoustic devices used to stop young people from loitering in public spaces. These devices emit high frequencies that only young people under the age of 25 can hear. Some shopping malls and businesses deploy them to combat what they describe as antisocial behaviour. Hundreds of these devices are sold every year, but the National Children's Commissioner has described them as sonic assault. Eleni Soltis reports.
If you're over 25, it's unlikely you're able to hear it, but it sounds something like this. Is it annoying you? Well, that's the point. The mosquito device was invented more than a decade ago in the UK and specifically targets young people by emitting a frequency above 17 kilohertz, which is usually only heard by people below the age of 25. Zach Wazir is the owner of VSP, which sells security equipment across Australia. He says he sells hundreds of these devices each year.
So we only sell to the trade, we don't sell direct to end users. So generally you'll find they're used in places such as car park operators, councils, where they use them in parks and car parks. They're used in some shopping centres, schools also use them sometimes. They're not turned on, they're not used throughout the day or 24 hours a day. They're generally used only after dark when they have loitering problems.
But some of these devices are being used 24 hours a day. Melissa Seymour Dearness is Principal Solicitor at the Taylor Street Community Legal Centre in Queensland's Fraser Coast region. She says she received complaints from young people about a high-pitched piercing sound they could hear at a local shopping centre.
So it was installed as an anti-loitering device. We did, as a first step, we contacted centre management and they told us that it was installed particularly for that purpose, to deter people from loitering, to use their term, in particular young people, that's right. And it was on 24 hours a day, and they said that it was actually particularly for the purpose of deterring people during business hours. So they didn't want people loitering at the front of the store.
Ms. Seymour Dearness successfully got the device removed in 2016. But 2 years on, she says she's disappointed there isn't a national ban on the device.
It's still not illegal for people to use it within Australia. So what our centre has done is we have contacted and written to various leaders in our community, so politicians, commissioners, committees, and the response we've received to date has been sympathetic, but ultimately, no one has been willing to take any action or to even take a public stand saying that they're against the device.
In 2010, the Council of Europe, an intergovernmental human rights organisation, found the use of these acoustic devices to disperse children and young people is a disproportionate interference with their rights under Article 8 of the European Convention on Human Rights. RN has contacted the Office of Australia's National Children's Commissioner. In a statement, Commissioner Megan Mitchell says,
"The prevalence of these devices in Australia remains unclear. I am deeply concerned by any device that has the potential to discriminate against and or cause harm to young people through sonic assault. I have requested that the Australian Local Government Association raise awareness among councils of the potentially harmful impacts of the device on young people. I will continue to monitor this issue."
It's still unclear who is using these sonic devices in Australia. RN has contacted every state and territory local government association. Several, including South Australia, Queensland and New South Wales, said they're not aware of any council using such devices. CEO of the Council of Small Business of Australia, Peter Strong, says he hopes no businesses are considering using the mosquito device.
It wouldn't work, in my opinion. It seems quite a shallow response to a much serious problem about young people who are loitering around because they've got nothing to do. And you can resolve that issue other ways. People could be walking past, young people walking past, who are quite reasonable people, like most of them are. Or they could be walking past with their parents and all of a sudden they've got acute hearing problems, who knows? And they get affected by it. Now that's also wrong, that it is indiscriminate.
But Zach Wazir from VSP disagrees. He says it's proven to be a successful tool against antisocial behaviour.
I don't know if you call it discriminate.
Well, it targets young people, though.
It's targeted, but I guess it's targeting those that are loitering around car parks and schools and shopping malls after hours when they're not meant to be. I mean, that, you know, when a shopping mall is closed, it's closed. It's, the car park is not there for the juveniles to hang around and conduct antisocial behaviour. When they're set up correctly, and in most cases we believe they are, they won't be turned on and they won't be used in that time of day or that time of the evening when shopping malls and shopping centres are still open. That's not the idea of this product at all.
In Scotland, the Children and Young People's Commissioner, Bruce Adamson, successfully stopped ScotRail from using the mosquito device at train stations. He argued it was a breach of children's rights.
Certainly, I think it was the victory for the young people, actually. It was the chair of our youth parliament who was just travelling in her local station and actually felt that stress directly. She was on her way to a meeting of the youth parliament, I think. So she sent me a tweet about it, and that's when I got involved and provided some legal support. But I think it's a real victory for young human rights defenders actually standing up for their rights and those of others and taking on what is a massive multinational company, actually, which was very slick. And we went to a meeting in their offices, which were very kind of polished, and they had a team of lawyers there. And we went in with some young people who passionately spoke about the distress that experience, but also the negative message that was sending to children across Scotland. And we were able to secure a change in position from them.
And he says there is a clear indication that device causes harm to young people.
These are devices that actually cause distress and pain. And also I'm very concerned about the fact that we don't know the effect this has on very young children and babies who might not be able to verbalise the distress that they're in. And particularly children and young people with autism or other neurodiverse conditions that may be particularly sound frequency sensitive. And so particularly for those children and young people who aren't able to kind of verbalise and express the distress that they're under, we really don't know the effect in terms of the long-term effect that might have and the distress that it's having.
RN contacted various product safety regulatory bodies, including Consumer Affairs Victoria, which said bans and mandatory standards are only made when evidence indicates a risk of serious injury, illness or death associated with a product. The UK company who invented the device, Compound Security Systems, says the mosquito device is safe and is not loud or painful, just highly annoying.
That it certainly is. That's Eleni Saltis reporting, and that story first aired in October.